It's on the page 97. In the Gold Prayer Book, let's chant the short mandala offering. Saji Perki Shushing Meto Tamri Rablinji Nide Genpadi Sangye Jindu Mite Uwa Yidro Kunnam Dag Jin La Chirpa Sho Jetsun Lama Dampa Kena Kichur Kukala Kense Chujinti Jita Tsampe Duje Tsima Laja Gecherki Charpa Waptu Su Idam Guru Ratha Mandalakam Niryasayami. Do seven prayer? Okay, so let's see. Go to page, I think it's 27, yeah. Gold Prayer Book. Gosum gupe gone cha tse lo Nga shami tu chati malubu Tomene sadi tunta cheshak Kepa gewa nam la je iran Korwa ma tombar du le june Trola shirgi kolo korwa da Da jengen anjan chu chen por ngo Turn to page 98.
Are we going to recite 21,000 phrases?
Okay. He doesn't.
Just do one time, yeah.
Just one time? Okay. Let's see. What is that? 191? For more sublime Buddha, the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorneth Amitabha. Action mother of the Buddhas of three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. you who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage to our swift heroic eyesight, lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Theros, Tripon Lotus, homage to his faith combines, 100 autumns it fullest, blazing with five rays resplendent, as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort calm austerities, patience meditation her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all being, homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Skandavas Yakshas, homage with Sutra and Pesan, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out try. I seen in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion. She was frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jomudra. Live in masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of Murphal laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Devas. Homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorneth crescent, moon on onamus must shine. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out Mishdite eternal. Homage him with wreath the place, eon ending fire abiding, rush of flip and joy surround, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground, terpom and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom those seven levels she does conquer, homage happy virtuous peace, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soul, destroyer of the great evil, homage she with joy surround, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to a with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three, Smeru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand, the hammer wound of Deva lake form, with face to Kantara Amte, totally dispelling poison, homage you whom gods and their kings, and the Kinnaras do honor. Rendered in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and foam, with Saisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Drososos spirit yakshas, and race corpus supreme Ture. These praises with root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Now turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon awakening and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacify. Now turn to page 98.
Dagi chen yengi peser namgi, dola pencher sangye du pasho.
Jodanso kichonam la janchu badu dani kapsuchi dagi chenyang ki peser nam gi dola penchu sangye tu pasha. Jodanso kichonam la janchu badu dani kapsuchi dagi chenyang ki peser nam gi dola penchu sangye tu pasha.
Good afternoon. The cat initiations. Today one more holy cow. Good afternoon, holy cow. I think Elise put it there. Dear Kishilasa, here's the picture of holy cow for use. It's only on the paper. The real holy cow in India. You can see live holy cow you see in India. Love and wish for your love. Yeah, thank you. Oh yeah, today I'll start to explain six paramita. Parchin paramita, that's a longer word than when you say short. But we say parchin because in America everybody likes the short word, so the parchin means a short. Pardochimba, go beyond. Pardochimba, paramita, go beyond. Six professions. Pardochimba, chukso. Parchin, chukso. Six paramita, pardochimba, chuk. So, of course, need to look at the book. So Wednesday night class, you know, so it's we are trying to go deeper, deeper compared to the class on Sunday. So Wednesday I tried to teach. You know, Sunday is hard because there's all kind of people that come every Sunday. There are like many new people. So I'm not sure how many of, you know, they want to learn and. Usually, most of the Sunday, I talk about how to deal with the day-to-day life, you know, mindset. So that's pretty much that. Focus is pretty much on that. So Wednesday night, so then very much hoping that you learn, how to say, quite depth. How to say?
In-depth.
You learn quite in-depth of, you know, Buddhisms. So then, you know, hopefully that you can teach, you know, next time that you learn that you can teach. So, you know, so if there are any future teachers, you know, at the Kadamba Center, probably will come from the Venice night class. Oh, yeah. So that's why I try to go, you know, quite in depth. not exactly like monastery, because monastery we have to debate, you know, so then needs to be, you have to teach, explain. Very detailed as possible, because, you know, so because then you go to the class, then you debate on the subject matter. So this is no bodhisattva practice, no bodhisattva practice. Six paramita is bodhisattva practice, or six perfections. Paramita, the Sanskrit word. Six perfections, there's no bodhisattva practice. If you wonder, what are those six perfections? The teachings is for what? It's for mainly dedicated for bodhisattva, you know, bodhisattva. So now, what is bodhisattva? Bodhisattva is someone who generates bodhicitta. You know, so whoever develops bodhicitta within your mindset, then you become bodhisattva, called Chanju Senpa. You become bodhisattva. Oh, doesn't matter Tibetan, American, doesn't matter whoever develop, you know, bodhicitta, then you become bodhisattvas. So then what you do, then you practice, you know, six perfections. How you practice six perfections. So, you know, even though there's many, many, like hundred of different kind of hundreds of different kind of bodhisattva practice or bodhisattva deed. When you summarize that, you summarize into six perfections. Six perfections. When you summarize into something, so then you summarize for the sake of knowledge, for the sake of knowledge, okay, because you're learning here to benefit more people in the future. So even though there's hundreds of hundreds of different kinds of bodhisattva deeds, when you summarize into six professions. So then, like, then again, when you, again, if you want to summarize six professions, then you summarize into two types of practice, like method and wisdom, okay? Method and wisdom. Method and wisdom, okay? So then that's true. Then what you call, it's called, usually called two wings, then you fly. It's called two wings, you know, so then so then you know fly. You fly beyond oceans, you know, so then like that's the enlightenment. So see, even though there's like hundred different kinds of bodhisattva did, hundreds of different kinds of bodhisattva did. When you summarize into six professions. When you summarize six professions into something, then you summarize that into method and wisdom, okay, for the sake of knowledge. So this is liberation palm of your hand, taught by Phobongkhad Rinpoche, one of the Tibetan masters. Phobongkhad Rinpoche. Actually, it's a note. Footnote, how do you say? Footnote. Mm-hmm. Then you take note, what do you call?
Just note.
Yeah, note. There's a note taken by Trijang Rinpoche, I think Trijang Rinpoche, His Holiness, senior teachers, taking that note, that's his note of Lamnim teachings from Phobongkhad Rinpoche. When he received Lamnim teaching from Phobongkhad Rinpoche, then senior teacher of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, took note, so then made it a book. So then, actually, it is taught by Phobongkhad Rinpoche, and Trijang Rinpoche is the one who took the note. So that's called liberation in the palm of your hand. Liberation in the palm of your hand. Nam Chol Lak Chang. Liberation in the palm of your hand. Oh, that's the name of the book, okay? So there's a book I'm reading now. So very interesting that it's called here Rangju. Rangju means your own mind. Rangju, or you could say mind stream, or your mind. Rangju. Mimbarche means raw, then opposite of raw, ripen. Raw mind refers to untamed mind. Untamed mind. Not just one kind of mindset, so many different kind of mindset, and out of that, how many of them are negative? If there's more negative mind in your mind stream, that mind stream is raw, it's not ripened, it's untamed. So there's not, then it's not healthy mind, it's not a healthy mind. So Rangju Mimbar Cheba, so something that makes your mind ripen, that is six practice of six perfections. Okay? Rangju Mimbar Cheba, Chindra Lobas. How to study or how to meditate or how to practice on six perfections which makes your mind ripen or soften. Or you could say beneficials, more useful. Or you could say make more healthy. Yeah, that is say you could say that, you know, this is still that you are not losing the point. Then there's four practice that makes other people's minds healthy, soft. There are four different types of practice. If you do that, that makes other people's mind kind, warm, compassionate, healthy, soft. Four practice. That comes later. Okay. So then, jati jichoba, chila lozo da chabar do phaje thamani lozo. Doji doji develop so. Tamu jimbache. Then, what are those six perfections? Perfection of generosity, perfection of patience, perfection of joyful effort. Perfection of generosity, perfection of ethics, perfection of patience, perfection of concentrations, perfection of perfection of generosity. Perfection of morality or ethics, perfection of patience, perfection of joyful effort, not just effort, joyful effort. The mind that likes to do something positive, that's exactly what it is. Joyful effort means the mind that likes to do something positive, that's joyful effort, that's happy to do. Joyful effort. Then single-pointed concentrations, profession of concentrations. So then profession of wisdoms. These are called six professions, okay? Those are the six professions. So then among those, you know, six, the first five belongs to the category of method.
First five.
It falls into the category of method. Then the last one, wisdom. So there's method and wisdom, two wings. Okay. When you divide it for the sake of knowledge, you know, for the future, that you who knows? You know, I never thought I will come to North Carolina to teach. So no, now, so here I am. You never know. You never know how many karmic connections that you have with other people want to learn from you. So you never know. These are six professions. So these are the six professions. Then the first five is called method. The last one is called wisdoms. That's called two wings. You see, when you use... okay, now a little less talk. Oya, tene bhaje dhuje. Da, dangu jimbache. So now, first one is professional generosity or generally speaking, generosity practice based on Buddhism. It means based on Buddhism is how the Buddhist teaching explains what is generosity. So that's the part best way to put. How, what do you learn from Buddhist teachings about generosity? That's it. Sunday is a love to it. If you put into practice one of those, that makes your mind kind, healthy, soft, more beneficial, so, and ripen, less raw. Okay? Then, you long je geza da che, tong de je sembo ni jimbe mo yes. What is generosity? Everything that we study in Buddhist philosophy, that everything has definitions. Generosity has definition. How you define generosity? Oh, generosity, you call something generosity, which has, wanting to give. That's the true generosity, wanting to give. So that's the definition of Tong is Semba. Tong is Semba. Tong means gift. Semba, the mind that gives. So that's the definition of generosity, okay? It's not here, but no, some other books not here, but no, definition not here. Lu, body. Could say part of the body. And here it's very common in this country that people donate blood. That's part of your body. That is generosity. Offering body, part of the body, so for the benefit of other sentient beings. So longer possessions. So it's not just generosity is not just about giving material things. In Buddhism, Ludan Longje, then possessions, Longje, Geta. Geta is the root of the merit, Geta. Same as like a merit here, not much difference. The word root of the merit or merit, pretty much same, no differences. Even though there's a difference, it's very slight difference. Not much difference. Pretty much same. Yeah, so another way of calling merit, or you could call root of merit. So what do you give? You give body, part of the body. You give possessions, and you give merit. How you give merit? You can give merit. They're created by three time merit. Merit you created in the past, merit you created now, merit you're going to create future. You can give that merit. Saying something beautiful when somebody hear, honey, sweetheart. There's so many things called sweetheart, honey. What else? Huh? Darling. there are many words. And people hear, they hear pleasant sound. They hear pleasant sound that contributed to their mental comfort. So that is merit. That's merit. Noble word from your mouth, gentle word from your mouth, you create merit. Or thinking something wonderful, you create merit. Doing something wonderful physically, you create merit. Okay? That's what is merit. So, if you are doing some kind of practice at home, if you are going around the stupa, if you're doing the prayer well, if you're cleaning, if you're like offering service for the centers, cleaning bathroom, kitchens, gombas, helping here, Like taking down the altars, setting up altars, and talking to people somewhere here, when they, you come here, talking to people, you know, like helping, all of that merit. So then end, then you, as a, you dedicate that merit for the well-being of all sentient beings. Oh. So then merit becomes more powerful, then you will have access to that merit till you reach enlightenment. So that merit will be there long, long time. it's very, very important to rejoice your merit. When you, what happens when you rejoice, then you something, you did something wonderful, you say something wonderful, if you revisit, no, we do revisit what we, oh, what somebody says something negative, what did something, somebody do something negative to you, what somebody says something, then we remember very detail, right? And we remember again and again, we do visit, we do revisit, no benefit. So how often we revisit the positive things that you have been done, in the past. So when you do that, in Buddhism it's called Jesu Yenangawa, rejoice. So then your merit multiplies. Multiplies means not like one become two, two become three, it's not like that. What it really means, it means it becomes more powerful. Oh. Okay? Rejoice. So now you're thinking about three time merit that you create in the past, and creating now, and creating the future. I'm explaining you how you can, how is it, offer, how you can give your merit, how can you practice based on merit that you create in three times, you know, how you can make that as an offering to the betterment of all living beings. Oh, that's what I'm explaining, okay? So, so you're thinking about three-time marriage, you created, then you're thinking, you're visualizing, you're imagining. Imagine, the song. You're imagining your three-time marriage. Or somebody needs clothes, it transforms into clothes. Somebody needs drink, I'm not talking about the beer, not I'm talking about drink. Here, drink means beer? No.
It means both.
So, okay, so if somebody's thirsty, then you transform that into drink. Somebody's hungry, so you transform that into food. Somebody needs clothes, somebody needs shelter, somebody needs bridge, somebody needs house. Imagine. Something you did in the past, positive, something good you did in the past, something you are doing now, something you are intended to do in the future, imagine all those merit transform into giving, offering them without attachment, the best generosity. That's right. Okay. So that's how you give your merit, okay? So if you are reading Liberation Palm with your hand, you may not see this here, you know, right here, but it doesn't mean it's not in the teaching, it is in the teachings. You may not see it right here if you are reading a Liberation Palm with your hand. There are many, many other books that have been already explained how to do meditation on offering your merit, okay? So there lives. Organ donations. See, that is all offering your body. So then if you've been to Nepal, you know, there's like many, many holy sites in Nepal, Buddhist holy sites in Nepal. One of them is like called Tamu Lujie, offering the body to the female tigers. That's the place, was the death holy sites caused, offering the body to female tigers. So one of the Buddha's previous life, there's three brothers, you know, there are three three princes. I think it's the youngest one. So one of the Buddha's previous life offered the body to the female tiger, which has many cubs, and about to die or something very difficult circumstances. The boy offered his body, so now many people visit there. So that happened in somewhere in Nepal. So now it's called Tamu Luji, Tamu, female tiger. Luji means offerings. So that is one of the Buddhists that did. Oh. So that only, you know, when you reach to the certain mental, certain confidence in your practice. Not like, okay, if you don't reach there, so then what do? You protect. You protect your body. You don't give. You protect. Now, if you are not mentally ready, you don't give because some texts said it's a nice thing to do. Of course, it's a nice thing to do, but you know, if you are mentally not ready, you should not do that. You should protect your body. Okay, that's very important. Asanga. Asanga wrote seven chapters. Asanga, there's a, you know, Indian master, Arya Asanga, wrote seven books. One of the books that mentioned what I just said. If you are mentally not ready, don't pretend. Protect. Okay. That's important. Tini Luji Longje Geza. So then, based on the practice of, you know, generosity, based on the material things, so the big, you can offer your body, or part of your body, and donating your blood, and, you know, like giving some of the organs, and even like giving like some of the organs before you die, you know, all the sign of something. That also, you have no idea how much merit you create. You have no idea how much merit you create for the greater cause. Oh, that's the biggest, you know, biggest. That's huge. Of course, huge, because everybody attached to this life. It's not giving part of your body. It's not easy because everybody, even the insect you see this morning, they're also attached. Of course, human, we are all attached to this body. So you are giving. There's something there you are dearly cherished. So that's a big deal. That's huge. So then also you can, you know, give like, see, small piece of candy. From the small thing to big things, you know, big giving body. The smallest things, you can just give piece of candy. that's all the practice of generosity. Practice of generosity based on the material things, okay, material things. So, go sansing jimba. So then the question arises, what happened if I have not guts to give, how you say in America?
Don't have guts to give.
What is guts? Oh, that's better. We don't have courage to give. Yeah. That's a real word. We don't have courage to give. So you just say guts, you know, people get confused in India, Nepal, even though they study English in schools. So when you say guts, they get lost. So, yeah. Some questions arise, if I don't have courage to give, what I should do? No, menina. Nguyen tsangba tan jaji, kojusu jegab, panjo jachin boje jimba, mandawe nipo kaya yobba, malyomba tente, ten, tingza, kata didarji. There's some whatever experience, something related to the past life. What we should do? If you have no courage to give, what we should do?
Don't make the wish.
Whatever is said in liberation palm of your hand is related to the past life. That's hard to understand. Hard to understand. What do you do? Practical level in this life, what do you do? Not courage, like, it's not like, proper courage, like, no wish to give. Doesn't mean you don't have something to give. Yeah, you probably do have tons of things to give, but you don't have wish to give. Even some people, millions of dollars, they even don't give pennies. They hold very tight on. Some people have no million dollars, very kind, very generous. They don't have any problem giving $100, no problem. In their bank account, may not have $10,000, they give just $100, no problems. Some people have millions of dollars, they still feel very tight, even one penny. See, in Tibet, one of my friends, he now lives in Australia, Melbourne, he teaches us. I heard. So, when sometimes we travel together, so then, I'm not praising myself. I'm just telling what happens, okay? Not praising myself. I usually give tips, quite big tips. I give big tips. So he always complains, don't give tips. Why you give tips? There are people who have jobs. Why don't you give tips? And you give people on the beggar on the road. And I tell, I never saw that you're giving money to the beggar on the road either. So I don't see that you don't give the tips. Anyway, so there's his uncle. So his uncle, if he hears, probably doesn't matter if that's truth. On internet, if it's probably not, I don't think he's watching. If he's watching, that's the truth. Doesn't matter, it's truth. So I'm not just making this up. So I heard his uncle, so the cockroach, cockroach? When they get Tibetan people eat sampa, roasted barley flour. Sometimes there's bugs get into that. Sometimes not. I don't think that's cockroach in Tibet, but some kind of bugs. So people are so tight when they found the bugs in there. So they are kind of really like tight that the bugs is carrying some kind of sampa in their body. So they hang they hold the bird. And shake the samba. How much samba? Probably like this. How much samba the butterfly can carry? So even you are not willing to give that up, a little bit maybe like, you probably won't see. So and practically, please think about it, okay. Practically, what do you do? then some texts and the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life suggest. You give from your right hand to left hand. At least you are not kind of giving, but giving to yourself. One hand to other hand, I've been writing a $10,000 check to Kadamba Center and just keep on your board, keep on the table, just write. Maybe after 2 days you can turn it around. Right. That's something practically that you can do, So there says in the beginning it's so hard, even just giving piece of candy, it's very hard. So then through practice, so now then eventually becoming body, giving your body become like this, giving piece of candy. Because so well trained, mind well trained. Shantideva text Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, explain something like that. Something is Jambaja. Then giving without expectations, giving without expecting something in return, giving something in return, or something like that. Also, that's best of the material things. So, upong beggar. Upom is beggar. You don't see much in this country, but you do see plenty in Nepal and India. And there are So many of them practically can't help all of them. There's so many of them, you know. So Cambodia, many, many poor people. So you do what you can do. So then you pray for them. Ubom is beggar, you know. So Butoma, charity for and, you know, charity for and. Not war with end. War. People fight with end. This is not war with end. This is charity. Charity work with end. Charity work. So giving, you know, giving, so like giving water in the bird in your backyard, giving, cleaning their water, you know, like every other day, cleaning their water. And giving them peanuts to the squirrels and birds to the seed, you know. This is all good. People who sell bird seed, they say it's good to give. Some people say, oh, this is not good to give. But giving is always good to give. No, so, yeah. So anyway, so like there's many opportunities. So. Many opportunities, as like Mother Teresa said, we may not be able to do great things, big things, but we can do small things with great love. Means bodhicitta, giving a peanut to the squirrels. Right now I'm giving you a peanut. When I get enlightened, I will teach you dharma, something like that. So then small things. So these are all like practice of generosity based on the material things, okay, food. Samba Chansimji Simbe Gone Kase Sam Chik. Even just one spoonful of food giving to somebody with altruistic attitude, and then you create so much merit. Okay, altruistic bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. Simbe Gone Sekam Chik, Chik Dang Chetam. Even the half spoon or full spoon, even just not much, just compared to giving, that's not much, it's just one spoonful. But you are giving this, that with great love. See. I think there's one father and daughter. So daughter has like the empty matchbox. She's opening that up. She's blowing there. Oh, I love you, Dad. You know. Then I say also all kind of nice, good things about her dad, and he close that. Then on the special occasion that girl give to the father got upset because they just empty matchbox. Then the daughter explained, this is not empty. There's like many, many months of love filled in that box. It's not empty, you don't see. So like that, you know, giving something with a great love, that's exactly what it means. Giving with great love. You know, for you it's like maybe empty match, you know, that's for her, that's very special. That's special you can buy. Every single day saying something, then closing that, every many, many months, then, you know, tears comes in her eyes, telling the father, the bro's father's heart. So that's exactly Mother Teresa also said, giving something, we may not ever do great things, but we can do small things with a great love. Same here, doing small things with the bodhicitta, the same. Different way of saying it, same thing. It's already been said many times. Doing some, even like spoonful of food you are giving to someone, material wise, it's just one full spoon. But mental wise, that you are giving this with a great love, you know, bodhicitta. Okay? Same. So you could say, oh, giving with love. That's, you know, like it's the same meaning. So now somebody changes the same simple goodness with that kind of attitude, with that kind of altruistic attitude you give, so then your marriage becomes so powerful. So that's how you become perfect into giving, you know. So then that's there's a bodhisattva practice. There's a bodhisattva practice if you do that with the bodhicitta. Parents, mother giving children, clothes, or shower, books, advice, teaching them how to talk, you know, how to behave, and how to do not, you know, how to do good things. This is all giving. This all included here, giving materials, practicing the first perfections, and with great love, with bodhicitta, yeah, then that become bodhisattva practice or bodhisattva deed. Okay, giving food every single day, giving protections, and this all, you know, the, especially the mother creates so much merit. If you can motivate, you know, so then it's all become the generosity, giving a generosity practice, okay? Tenyar devu chundu mindu vechir kangi jimba ti kang mindu vechir kang jimba ti jiyu sangbashi ches. So make sure that whatever you give, make sure that person is contained. But that's probably hard things to do. That's why in ancient times, the kings occasionally they came out and do charity work for the poor people. So they themselves, they don't order, oh, you go, so and so, go and give. No, they come. Because, you know, if you give from your hand, there's like, because of that act, they become the generosity practice become more powerful when you give. So that's why they built small houses, then king sit there, the older people lines up, then king himself hands out whatever that fabric or food, whatever, you know. So that's why, you know. So that is how, like, the act of giving become excellent, which is explained by Vasubandhu in Abhidharma Kosha, don't remember exactly what chapter, maybe number 8, there talks about excellent giving, or giving become excellent, best. How? Based on material itself, based on intention, based on the object whom you are giving, and based on how you give. So then there's 4 things to make that practice of giving more, as making the practice of giving the best. No? So there are 4 things. Oh, yeah. Just briefly mention that, not here, but in the Abhidharma Kosha, you know, the treasure of knowledge, composed by Vasubandhu, Indian master. Teya je devu chungdo mindo je kang jimba ti jinyu, sengba shik ches. So if you are in the positions to make someone content, you know, so what, this life, in my case, probably half of, if I live 100 years, half life is gone. And within 50 years, that's not just, oh, maybe, or maybe not. That's 100% sure, after 50 years, I'm not going to be here. That's not like maybe or not, maybe it's not like that. That is decided, you know. Could happen much before than that. Then you can give. Nobody can see you. That's also, you know, it's not just talking about past life or life after this. Just talking about this life. So, then holding on. So, you know. So giving is good thing. So, then the matter is, how to. The material, you know, material, but it's much relatively easier in Nepal. In India, it's easier because there's more people. You can just make somebody content, just giving piece of candy here. So it doesn't mean much. So because there you have so much material things in America, so many material things. Rangri kuncho la nyigu jachimbuji puzi nye garab chik tang yue nyambe kengba jumyo sa. Teya matabu jimba yis. So the intention and motivation, that's something you can there's something you can do. You know, something you can do. Mm? There, the material here, this is small. You can make it big or you can make it smaller because that's the size of what it is. You know? But mentally, you could probably make this material where there's one, mental, there's millions. So that can be done in the mind, but the material wise, there's only one. So here, so you know, like setting up offering that, you know, we do Tara practice, setting up offering on your altar at your home, all of that. So when you look at them, you know, so then you should not has become like pride. Proud or pride, you know. So, I mean, it has to be pure. It has to be very pure. Very reason, setting up all these offerings sincerely, genuinely, to better man of all living beings. Or if there's too much, there's probably too much to think, or breathing of all living beings, there's too much to think. Or you can say liberation from samsara. Or if that's also maybe, oh, that's also too difficult, maybe precious human life, next life. You know, there's many, many goals. It doesn't have to be liberation, it doesn't have to be enlightenment. You could say maybe wish another human life, proper human life, something like that, you know, so dedicate for that. Or not to be pride. Or so that, oh yeah. If you become proud, so then you know, even though like that's also dangerous. You know, monastery that you know, so there you go there, and I went there monastery when I was 7 years old. You don't pay anything. You don't pay even one penny. You get education, you get food, everything. They're free of charge. You don't have to pay anything, you know, free of charge. That's how I become 8, 9, 10, level 12, 13, 14, 15, all this year. So probably part of this is like from your taxpayer money. So I see the American like, what is it, grant with American sign, oil with American sign, it's called USA. We Tibetan refugees, we've been eating this. In the monastery, I'm talking in the monastery. So reach all the way from here to there. In my monastery in South India. So we make grain, we make tamba. So oil, then we use put into tamba, then that's how we eat. So then, of course, then between there, you know, some official probably they sales. They are not supposed to sell, they're supposed to give to refugee. But you know, they also, you know, sales. You know, anyway, so then because of that, you know, so when you have monastery that, you know, then you sponsor the puja, then you feed thousands of monks like breakfast, lunch, dinner, or when you graduate, then you, here when you graduate, you don't have much expenses. Yeah, you receive something. There is opposite. There you have like a lot of expenses, you know, so it's been like that. It makes sense because you've been eating there all your life. You're getting free food, free education. Or today, so say, oh, Mr. Gary, like graduated. He sponsored breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a little bit of money offering for everybody. You get that. Then Kandola graduate. Then slow, this all these people graduate, and you are getting all their feast. Then you are getting money. So now you become, it's your turn. What you do, you don't just give anything, you just go away. That's probably not moral, not right. So then you know, sponsor, feed. Now, when I was there, there's 500 monks, now there's 5,000. There's a lot of monks now, you know. So then you sponsor, so there's risk. Then you think, oh, I'm doing best offerings. You know, you could get proud. Then probably not much merit, so you should be, as the intention, you know, intention has to be pure. So that's what I'm saying, intention has to be pure. then otherwise, you know, the giving become impure. It become like polluted by negative mindset. Negative mindset. And what do you call? you give something. There's here, there's many words. You say, they give you give something with then you just attach string. Do people like to receive something then string attach? How you can tell? Can you tell? You cannot tell. Sometimes, yeah. So that, you know, that makes this giving is like not really as sincere, generous. You know, so there's something attached to that. There's when you give, there's nothing attached to that. There's nothing attached. It's just pure give. This is, so then otherwise it becomes, you know, like here it says impure. It doesn't mean it become. It doesn't mean that you're going to create negative karma. It's not like that. It means itself is not as a. If you give something with the string attached, then what do you call that giving? Yeah, so then anyway, so so you understand what I'm saying? Impure into that because intentions become you become arrogant or pride. You know. Like that, you give something because you have something to give. Not because you are better than that person, because that person this moment is begging, who knows? You just give that because you are fortunate in the position there, you have something to give, then you just give, not because you are better than that person, because you basically you care about that person. So that's all you give. So then it's become pure. Okay, then once you give, oh, maybe I give too much, a little bit too much. Regret. You know, maybe I should not give, you know. Maybe I should be things twice. I should not give. Things like that. There's many things before, there are many things after that makes generosity, practice of generosity, not powerful. Or maybe, you know, I thought that person liked me, so that's why I give. But turns out that person really didn't like me. Something like that. There's so many stories that, you know, you create, we create. So that basically is like teaching us how to give purely. So then you don't have to accept right away. Analyze. Please analyze. Is that true? Analyze. Buddha give us full right to analyze. And Buddha doesn't want you to accept what he said out of respect. Down the road is not good. So you analyze when you buy a gold, what you do ancient time, you cut first, make sure there's not something mixed inside. You cut, there's nothing inside. So then you burn, make sure it's pure. Then after that you sick. First you burn, then you cut, then you rub on the stone. So that's how you find the pure gold. Similarly, Buddha wants you to do same thing, analyze. Burn, cut, rub. Once, if you find out there's something very pure, accept. Then you can respect. Right from the beginning, accept out of respect, down the road, no good. So we already have full right to analyze. So analyze, okay? Then after once you give, you say, oh, maybe I gave a little bit too much. That's not good mindset. After you give, that's not good mindset to have. maybe I should not give it to him or her, or maybe somebody else. That's also not good mindset to have after when you give. That could happen, you know, you give somebody, so then after a few days, the people don't show any appreciation, or maybe even don't talk to you, look at you. Then if you generate another kind of mindset, you already give, it's already finished. So then the mind is not finished, now it's like ongoing mindset, so that's not good. If it's a positive, that's good. Oh, so it's important to, before you give, it's important to check your intention, check your intentions thoroughly, check your intentions. We don't have to give. Who say we have to give? No. It's nice things to do. It's nice things to do. If you take, if you really care about yourself, it's nice. These are the nice things to do. Oh. So first and foremost, analyze the intentions. Intention. If there's some like, if intention has been polluted, you can still work on. Make sure that intention is pure. Oh. It's not about just. We think, oh, everything is about this. No, it's not everything about this. This will be here 50 years after death gone. Then something goes on. That's what's most important. Something goes on. No, not, that's most important than write this. You know, this is not that much important. Of course, it's important, but it's not that, you know, compared to, oh, next life is not that, this is not life, is no. It's not that important. You know? Tongkaps, once you, now you first and foremost, you analyze your motivation, your intentions, before you give intentions. Oh. So then when the intention is already set, so then you give. You give. I think here in the West, people do a pretty good job. People give something anonymously. Asia, you don't hear much. If people give something, they want to be acknowledged. You know, I'm saying this is not very common things in Asia. You probably, usually you don't hear anonymous giving, you know, so maybe nowadays, maybe like, you know, here in the West, so, oh yeah. First and foremost, analyze the intentions, anything that you're giving. That's what same teaching. If you're giving teaching, analyze your motivations. No, I'm like, I'm not sure what people like, what, how people are going to receive me. That's not that important. How people receive, that's pretty much based on your karma. But that's based on so many things. So what's your responsibility? Your responsibility is make sure that you analyze your intentions. So then that's most important. You analyze your intention. There's certain things that you need to remember. It could be your last day. So you're going to say something based on your concern that how people are going to receive, how people are going to receive you, or you just say, the set of intentions. Oh, this be even as giving teaching need to set up intention. Okay, intention. So then give. Tamasimji tundo chiyu kuno lewa chiyeshi melon shuda dabs. So then you know like if you are inspired by Buddhist sort of practice, then of course then you know you give with the great love, compassion, bodhicitta. You give out of bodhicitta. So then you wish for fully enlightenment. You wish for full enlightenment. Oh. So then you have a wish in the same like prayer. Prayer, wish, same thing. Prayer is wish. It's not different than wish. Prayer is not different than a positive wish. No. That means you don't have to all the positive wishes been written on the piece of paper. You read. It's like somebody used to think like that. Now it's written in a piece of paper, then we repeat after that. If you don't think, then it's just what? Oh. It's not different than wish. So then wish. Oh, then dedicate. Oh, good dedication, prayer, all that. No wish. Right from the beginning, that your wish is to benefit all sentient beings. And when you action is, when act is done, so then in the very end, same wish. That you are wishing for enlightenment, for benefit of all sentient beings. So then you dedicate to merit. Jimba chejun kangto ya nyegusu randwe la mirin o gyesus. As whatever you give, whatever size or size small like piece of candy or part of your body or like money, whatever you give. Jimba chejun kangto ya nyegusu randwe la, you give without, as a, without anything except except in return. How is it? Yeah, giving without expectations, without expectations. Oh. Yeah, so the giving without attachment. That's what is basic, is what it means. Giving without attachment of fame. It could be many things, you know. Expecting could be many things. One of them could be fame. Oh, I'm going to give somebody, some people are going to think that, oh no, I'm very, not like that, no, the pure, the heart, but pure. So that is now, all the that thing I said is based on the material things. Body, material things, so then merit, so then jimao. How many, like, that's like, giving body, part of body, or possessions, three time marriage, oh. So that's kind of explained, okay, all explained. No, the jimba chiju kanta nyingu su, randula miram gu su, simja kata, luda longje, tisun geso che, simja randu vingu ju, luda longje, tisun geso che. Yeah, very powerful word. Very powerful word. If you can center your heart into those, how you say, those like stanzas, those, you know, sentences, it's very powerful. Luda longje, tisun geso che. In the Guru Puja, Lutang, body, longju, possession, Tizum Gezoji, three time merit, Lutang, Tizum Gezoji. Simjir Rara, Devi, Nguju, this. I'm imagining whoever needs cloth, it becomes cloth. Whoever like need water, it becomes water. Whoever need food, it becomes food. Whoever need bridge, it becomes bridge. Whoever need road, it becomes road. Whoever being company, it becomes company. Whatever that being needs, it becomes like that. Giving them without attachment, without giving, without attachment. Bless me to as become perfect into giving. So that's now Guru Puja. Jimba Dwe Rekun Ishinus, Jimba Dwe Rekun Ishinus, Jimba. So now, based on, so now I'm just picking up the different, you know, different passage, how do you say, different passage?
Passages.
Yeah, different passage from different books I've been just picking up, you know, trying to mentally pick them. According to Song of Experience, Lamrim, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, what Lama Tsongkhapa said in that textbook, Jimba Dwe Rekun Ishinus, Jimba Dwe Rekun. The one, it will fulfill the people who need something. Generosity will fulfill people's need. It fulfills people's need. Jimba Dwe Rekun Ishinus. Therefore, giving is like precious jewel. Giving is like precious jewel that fulfills somebody's wishes. Jimba Dwe Rekun Ishinus. Jimba Dwe Rekun Ishinus. Jimba Dwe Rekun Ishinus. Is that the giving is like giving, you know, giving is like precious jewel. Giving is like precious jewels. It fulfills somebody's need or somebody's wishes. Senet dubajibe tsunjachos. Senet dubajibe tsunjachos. Is giving is powerful also? Is giving is like precious jewel? Or it's like powerful weapon? Powerful weapon? Powerful weapons. Senet dubajibe tsunjachos. Senet dubajibe. Not, what do you call it? Not?
Constricting knots.
Constricting knot, a tight knot, tight. Not just tight, very tight. So if somebody tied this very tightly, then somebody, you know, tied, I'm not, tie harder, then go to scissor. Easy way, shortcut. but the first you try a little bit, you know, then harder, then like can't reach, you know. Then patience kind of running out, then the scissors. so then you realize now too short. Too short, too late, finished. Things happen in life. Things happen in life because there's not always wisdom, it's always The wisdom is not always present. Wisdom also not present. Unfortunately, irritations, you know, like impatience, these are quite often the pay at present, all the time, not that that difficult. So there was the thing. Oh yeah, jimba dove rego yishinos. Giving is like precious jewel. It fulfills somebody wishes, somebody some needy. Has it needs fulfill somebody's needs. So, or another way is like it's powerful weapons that cuts the tight knot, which is like tight, stinginess, very tight, and stinginess. I can read that. Maybe that's better English. So there's the same text I've been trying to quote and trying to translate in my broken English.
Giving is the wish-granting jewel that satisfies the wishes of all beings.
Mm.
It's the best weapon to cut the constricting knots of miserliness.
Yeah, better, much better English. Yeah. Yeah, much better English, American English. So did you finish whole the sentence?
It's an undaunted.
Please also listen. This verse is very important. It's a very powerful word. Lama Tsongkhapa said that to us. Mashum.
It's an undaunted deed of the Bodhisattva giving birth to courage. It's the basis to proclaim one's fame throughout all 10 directions.
Shum means no like depressed. Shum. How does depress? Depression. Prabhupada, that's shum. Oh, I can't do like this, like that kind of mindset. Oh, I'm this, I'm that, and I can't do this. How is it? Looking down yourself. Is that depression? Probably not. So there's mashum nyingtop. Oh, I can't do, no, I cannot do. Why not? Oh, I cannot get enlightened because, you know, oh, like I'm this and I'm that. Why not? Why not you get enlightened? Why not? The mindset is, oh, I cannot get enlightened because, you know, I don't understand. You know, like that. That's called shum. That means you just have to just become powerless. Just making yourself less powerless. Mm? So then the practice of generosity helps you to overcome from there. Mashum, into mashum. The word mashum, so I didn't hear the word.
Undaunted.
Undaunted. Undaunted. Do you understand? Yeah, so that's good. Mashum nindo jibe jate jo, nyembe trapa, choju drobe shis. Even though right from the beginning you have no desire to become famous, but becoming famous or not is not based on desire. If you have desire, then you become famous. If you don't have desire, you never become famous. That's not true. So then very act of giving, you know, doing that giving, yeah, your fame will. They're saying in Tibetan, if the gold is under the ground, it will shine. It will shine. You don't have to worry about it. It's not going to shine. It will shine. If there's like a piece of meat, they're saying in Tibetan, if there's a piece of meat, vulture will find. If you're a good person, people will find. You don't have to worry. People will find you. Like you don't have to worry. Oh, nobody's going to notice me. No, you don't have to worry. People will find you. Even though you live in the mountain, people will come find you, like Milarepa. That's also become the cause to become you become well known within the communities. You don't have to worry. Can you finish the chukla, please?
Yeah. It's the basis to proclaim one's fame throughout all 10 directions.
Mm. So then, just like that, this was the next one. So then, giving body, part of the body, giving possession, giving three time marriage. So this Lama Tsongkhapa said, I myself practice like this. If you are seeking liberation, you do the same thing. Lama Tsongkhapa requesting do the same thing, you will achieve liberation. So then the police chugulas finish the sentence.
Knowing this, the learned ones seek the excellent path of giving away entirely their body, wealth, and virtues. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You who aspire for liberation too should do likewise.
I refer to Lama Tsongkhapa himself. He wrote this text, Song of Experience. Oh. So that's what we do now, you know. So it's very hard physically perform those deeds. It's hard. Especially in America, it's hard, you know. So there's so many kinds, so much fear. It's much relatively easy in Nepal and India. You give people, they don't, you know, so. Nobody sues nobody. You know, so there's nothing to worry about. People are very grateful that you give them something. You know, so here is, there's so many fears. But still, you know, time to time when you see some of the road, then you can give something. So, you know, that's the best possible. But much more opportunity there. Much more opportunity there. So, you know, like, there's, you know, but like, based on our own experience, so when you're about to give something, what, how many different kind of mindset rise?
Lots of them.
So now you know what kind of mindset should rise, and when there's all kind of mind should arise, what you should do, Lama Tsongkhapa suggest, analyze. Don't give, hold on, analyze your intention, analyze your intentions. But you know, please don't stop giving before. That's very kind of giving is always good. Giving is always good. But the best, you know, pure intention. Still, you know, if you have some aspect, it's giving is good, benefiting is good, benefiting others is good. So then, you know, so you don't have to just give material things. You can just meditate, three times merit, you know, meditate. Then of course, put it in practice. So yeah. So then I will stop here. So now time is over. So then, out of six perfections, or practice of generosity is kind of complete. So, but you know, so now this is for the sake of knowledge. Next time, if we need to lead a class on six professions, we don't have to look for. Maybe you just talk, get together, and then decide who is going to lead the class. So that's why I'm trying to, you know, bringing, reading many different books, you know, so that from here, there, I'm trying to put into one package, then you don't have to read many books here, there, you know, so. So then here, so based on the liberation palm of your hand, then there's many information by the taking from different books or okay, different books. So, yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 235. Read the general dedication prayers. Gewadi nu truda la. Oh, Janshu san charam poche ma ke phanam ke guchi ke wanyam pa me payang gone gondu pawash jampa po jita kempada kundu zampo de yande shinte de da kungi jesu da loche ke wadi da tanche rap tungo Dusun shepe ge wa tanche ki Ngo wa kan la chok chung a pa de Da she ge we tsa wa di kun kya Sampu chu chu rap tu ngo wa ki And page 244 and 245 for the long life prayers. Kanri ra we kor we shin kam de Pendan de wa malu shun we ne Chen rei si guan ten zing gya tso yi, xia pe si te bao du ten ju chi. Zhong nu yi na la wang xiu tu, a wa ta re zhen ba ra so pa. Lo zang ge we de tong de bao xiu, xia xiang gen ge la ma so wa de. Tu psu chan jin jang gen ge we. Tenzin kyonpewe kunzu dokpoze Choksum kuwe le muntudu Padok soduje kundu japten sho Om tare tu re soha Om tare tu re soha Om tare tu tare tu re soha Om 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 tare tu re soha
Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, Jeff, welcome back from Nepal. So, did you have a good time?
Yes.
Oh, very good time. Yeah, thank you. Good night.